Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody. Glad to be with you on this Sunday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. It's our pleasure to join you. As Jim says, game time decision. Here we are. So it will be awfully nice to speak to you folks on the phone, talkers. Time to get in the queue. As many of you are, the closer you are to the start, the more potential you have for receiving on-air reading. All right. And remember, if anybody has a really pressing, crucial issue, you can contact me through my website, psychiclovedoctor.com, all right, and book a reading there. I would like to mention that I am using only an ordinary playing cards. It's important that we make the distinction that this is not tarot and essentially not oracle card reading, okay? This is personal prophecy as my grandmother taught it to me, although I did take quite a number of years to build on her principles. And in fruition, I was able to put together a book, and it's been published by O Books in London. And the name of that book, in case you're interested, is called The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards. So I want to also mention that I will be using a 24-card layout for each of our callers. I just need a moment or two to get the cards laid out. This is the very same layout that I use with my clients when we meet for private sessions. And I want you to be aware that it gives me a chance to really check out you a bit more personally to see what's cooking mainly in your life, from past to present to future. But do bear in mind, nothing in the cards, I don't care who's reading your cards, is ever, ever cast in stone. Seriously, you are given, I would say you're given perceptions regarding the potential for such events to take shape in your life. But you still hold a tremendous amount of power, quite a bit of these events, because I am a firm believer that we actually create our own reality. So we bear that in mind as I'm reading the cards. We do life coaching with you. We do some counseling with you and offer tons of genuine support, especially for those who are going through difficult times. So I'm going to turn you over now to the man of the hour, Mr. Jimbo Fantastico.
Hey, welcome, everybody. I want to remind you that this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd also like to remind all you folks out there that are joining us tonight, those that are joining us via blog talk, whatever platform ye be on, and our Facebookers that, hey, if you are international, let us know. Let us know. It doesn't have to be at the beginning. Anytime during the show, let us know. If you're a caller, obviously, when we talk to you. But if you are a Facebooker, anytime you pop in and are chatting away, let us know if we don't know already. A lot of you are regulars. We do know. International live shout-outs to Laura, who's in Canada, our neighbor to the Great White North.
Yay, Laura.
And Rachel, who is on the other side of the globe from us.
Yay,
in Australia.
Rachel.
So that's who we got so far, folks.
I hope you can see us now. If any of you are having issues on Facebook, let us know. If any of you are listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, remember you can jump over to Facebook and go to the Psychic Love Doctor show page, and you'll see us streaming live.
Yes, that is a true statement. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in, first, if you call in before the show, you'll hear music. If you hear music past the hour, don't panic. Don't freak out. We're probably having some technical issues that we're going to work through. We wouldn't have a show posted if we wouldn't plan on doing it. So if we're running 10 minutes late, bear with us.
Yeah, sometimes the internet gods are not cooperating.
Yeah, and we're also doing a simultaneous broadcast on Facebook. So we've got extra things that could have issues, so as we did tonight. So please bear with us. If you hear music, that's cool. Everything's working fine. Just be patient. If you hear the show, that's what it's supposed to work to. Once the show started, you can hold, while you're holding, you can listen to the show. If you hear nothing, silence, then you got to start thinking there could be a problem, Houston. And usually you just hang out for a couple minutes of silence. And if it's longer, hang up, call back. Facebookers, if we get a gap, we'll go to you. We will indeed. We just don't know who, what, where, when, why, if not who, blah. We can't predict that. So if that opportunity arises, we will very, very much look forward to talking to you folks too for a free reading. And we'll give you details and instructions if and when that time arises. International shout out to Sophia, who's hanging out in Sweden. Hey, Sophia.
Sophia, good to have you.
It is indeed good to have you. Regardless of how you get your reading, when you hear the harps, the sound of harps, typically we vision angels playing harps because we've seen so many paintings over the years. Well, we're going to roll with that. But when you hear those harps, first of all, that means your reading is wrapping up, and please let it wrap up. Doesn't mean you're rebooting, it's halftime, and you're starting another whole second half, and you can hold a new set of questions. When you hear the harp, please just let it go. We do multiple shows a week. It's not the last time to do it for free, and you can always do it anytime paid if you arrange it on the PsychicLoveDoctor.com show. So you have those options, mind you. International shout out to Terry Sue in the UK.
Terry Sue, we were late too.
Also, yeah, we were late. We had technical stuff on the book side, not the Blog Talk side, but that we don't start one show without the other typically. So the Blog Talk waited till we straightened out Facebook. And so here we are. Also, when you hear the harps, and I already told you about your reading coming to an end, it means I'm going to give you a single card from a deck. It is the Healing Angels deck tonight. So don't hang up. Don't touch that dial when you hear the harps. Let me give you it's a quick little Healing Angel message. Very positive. It's a good thing, and it will not delay you much, so you can listen. It's good to listen.
Well, hello there, Courtney. Glad to have you with us, too.
Indeed, indeed.
And all of our country men and women.
Country men and women.
Well, our country men and women.
This is our country.
Oh, God. That's from, like, grade school.
It is indeed. It's probably from Land of the Free, isn't it? Land of the Free.
And My Country, 'Tis of Thee.
Oh, yeah. That was sung to, like, that was sung to something else, too.
Was it?
Yeah. Wasn't that stolen from British song, I believe? Because we steal from them since they birthed us. I think it is, My Country, 'Tis of Thee, the music. But I got that going for me. Speaking of the Brits, one of the days today is British Yorkshire Pudding Day. How about that for the day?
Oh, hey, I love that stuff.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is.
One of my sons is a chef, and I put in a special order for that.
It is National Hemp Day. Yay, hemp. And it is Homemade Soup Day. Everybody likes homemade soup. It's just a pain in the butt. But, you know, there's some pretty good soups out there that don't have to be homemade that are still pretty good. But
The Vietnamese.
Oh, the pho, yeah.
Pho, however you say it.
It is pho, but I like pho.
That's good.
They spend a lot of time preparing it, so that's why it's not the cheapest of soups, but it's damn well worth it, boy.
Yeah.
That's good.
Now
pho.
You're going to make me want some.
Oh, I could eat that kind of soup around the clock. International shout out to Eva in South Africa. Welcome.
Eva, I think you are new with us.
I don't think she's new. We've had somebody else from South Africa, but she's not like in here every show. I think I remember her, but she'll tell us if we are wrong. All right, Deb, do you have any final thoughts before we get the freaking mad race going?
You know, I think.
What do you think?
I think that it would be a very profitable idea and very productive to think in terms of keeping it simple, silly, or stupid.
What you're talking about?
The KISS theory.
About what?
About life.
Okay,
about
I didn't
everything.
Know.
You know, I was doing a lot of research today on overthinking, overthinkers, and I'm one. I mean, I've got to have 10 contingency plans in my mind because what if this happens? And what if that happens? And gee, how about over here? Something over here might happen. And everything I read today said, just worry about taking one step. Then another step will fall into place. Keep it simple, they said. And I think, you know, that could be a very good idea. It's hard, though. Remember when we were a lot younger? And let's say we were going to go to camp. Or think of something. For me, it was younger when I went to boot camp. I didn't overthink it. I wasn't an overthinker then. I just figured I get on the plane and I go. And the rest would take care of itself, and it did. So I think that would be nice.
That's nice.
Yes, right. So you're talking about soups. I just want to say one final thing. My absolute favorite soup in the world is split pea with ham. Oh, my God.
Oh, fart soup.
Well, if you eat it enough, if you get enough of those type of things into your system, you know.
You know.
Yeah.
It's one of those soups that visually I don't like looking at it. Once I take the first spoonful, then I'm in. Then I'm finishing it.
And when you're reheating it, it does smell like manure.
Well, that's not why I call it fart soup. I call it fart soup because of the gas that is produced later from eating it. It is good. It is good, like I say, especially if you have good chunks of ham in there. That's really good stuff, you know. Really good, really good, really good. A lot of, you know what? There's a lot of good soups out there. You know, there's one I saw when I was shopping today that I must try sometime. Campbell's has a cream of jalapeno soup. Doesn't that sound good, Deb?
Oh, yes. Where'd you see that?
Campbell's has it. They have it.
Oh, all, right. I bet it's
they do have. I mean, I remember back in the day, all you had was cream of chicken and cream of mushroom. That was it way back in the day. Now they got cream of everything, which is cool. I think that's cool. Oh, look at you.
I love that, too.
Yeah. The cream of jalapeno sounds pretty badass, especially for cooking, I would say, right? Right. You're bloody well right.
You know, wait, what did you just say? Because
I was just talking about, I think the cream, if nothing else, that cream of jalapeno soup would be good for cooking, even if you don't want to eat it out of a bowl.
The only one I don't like the sound of is cream of shrimp.
I have not seen that. I think I could roll that in a soup. I think I could roll with that. I think I like clam chowder, so I think I can handle cream of shrimp.
Oh, no, I don't like that either.
Yeah, I love clam chowder. Really good clam chowder and really good sheet crab soup, too, is really good. Oh, yeah, it's good stuff. All righty then. I've never had lentils in my soup. Have we had? Have you ever made anything with lentils? I don't think so.
I don't know what they're like.
I think that is not something that's easy. I think that you have to really know what you're doing when you start messing with some stuff like lentils.
To the person saying they can hear us, but they don't see us. We are actually broadcasting on the Psychic Love Doctor show page.
Well, there should be no way that you can do one without the other. That sounds like a problem on your end or through the internet to you, because you should not be able to hear us only. We're broadcasting live unless you somehow
I don't
selected
know how
that
you
option.
Can hear us.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. All right. Yeah. Let's get this show on the road. We're going to go to first caller is area code 415 out in California. 415, welcome. You are the first caller.
Welcome, and we're glad you are kicking off the show.
Pump up the volume.
Hello.
Thank you. Hey, this is Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Jessica, welcome.
Okay.
Thanks.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. I've just been... just kind of, I guess, laying low, keeping to myself a bit, thinking about my career and just working in general, making money. And I've been at this for like around a solid year. I have been working to stabilize and really kind of just take off things with my career. And
right.
I'm just wondering, like, I have to keep, like, I'm making progress, but then it's like constantly back to the drawing board of like things not really working. And I just, you know, I'm wondering when this is going to actually come and fall into place, because I thought that it would have already been done several months ago, that things would have been just consistently better. And I'm just wondering what you're picking up with that, because I just,
well,
you know, it's
Carson really a source of wisdom, insight, I mean, sometimes humor. And I think this is an excellent question.
Yeah, and she thought, I know she said she really thought things would be picking up better than they are right now. And that's very frustrating.
You know what, yeah, I mean, because of course, like, career is such a major part of someone's life. But like, not only that, like, I really, there's other things that come after that, I thought, like, I wanted to then start getting ready to move, like, and take care of more permanent housing. Like, there's other things that come after that, that I haven't been able to, like, tick off because the career is still fidgeting with.
Well, the one word that keeps flashing for me in your reading is that you are an adventurer. And so what may seem like trial and error for you regarding your career is really you exploring different avenues. And it's not a failure. It's just that you're impatient and want to get to the good stuff, you know, which is very, very human, normal. I think that if you just let go of the frustration, and that's hard, that's very hard to do, and just kind of let it be. Just say, I'm where I am right now, and there's a reason. I may not see it yet, but I'll look back about a year from now, and I'll know exactly what this was all about. Your cards do not reflect that if there is anything that's stuck about your life, that basically all it's really saying is that you expected quicker results. And sometimes it takes longer than...
Yeah, you know, and there's nothing wrong with expectations like that.
Yeah, nothing.
As long as you don't let it defeat you and say, oh, it didn't happen, now I should quit. You don't quit. It just didn't happen. And, you know, remember we pulled one of the angel cards we had yesterday. The other deck says, trust that there's a reason for the disorder that you see, or the things are, they're happening the way they're supposed to happen, basically, is what that one angel card said. I can't remember which archangel it was. He said, you have to trust. You have to trust. Like, you got to trust that it hasn't happened yet because it's not meant to happen yet, I guess, is what that archangel said.
And, you know, the thing is, as you seem to be just going at a snail's pace toward what you really want for yourself in the way of satisfaction and self-fulfillment and, of course, success, remember the world around you is evolving. It's like new doorways and avenues are going to open to you, and a lot of them are still in development. So right now you are in a state of becoming. And I have to put that terrible P word on this. Patience.
Just a little patience.
But as soon as you let yourself fall into a place of peace and patience, it's amazing how things start to happen, which is what I see in your cards. And I feel you're very, very close to meeting a true love for yourself.
Love is in the air.
It's going to be awesome for you. And maybe if you've taken, let's say a lot of people take a vow of celibacy and they say, oh, I don't need any of that, you know, that stuff that can break your heart. It's too hard to rely on. Well, often things change, you know, when the right one, and it is the right one, that steps into your life. We start rethinking everything. Mm-hmm. Overthinking, ladies. Mm-hmm. Rethinking. Okay. So, yeah, wow, your cards look good. And I would say give it another, we'll go 4 to 6 months, because I really think you're going to see some very broad change coming into your life. And it's all good. It's all good.
It's all good.
Yeah. And Jim,
okay. Well, thank you for that. You're right what you're saying as far as the adventurer thing. Like, it's, you're putting it in a very positive light. I just, you know, I sit with the thoughts in my head. And it's also like, so it gets frustrating, you know, but I've been like, I've been telling myself, just rest. You're tired. You know, you were like, I went through this stage that I was like pushing so like very proactive and like gung-ho and like, this is going to happen very soon. And I was doing that for like a solid 6 or 8 months, like really pushing myself. And now it's like, well, this didn't happen so fast. So it's like, I need to pace myself a little bit different. And you know, when it takes a little bit more of a longer time, like you can't, it does make you feel like, hey, am I doing something wrong? Or like, why am I sort of being punished in a way? Because with other people, they just get a job and then they're done, you know? And it hasn't, yeah, that hasn't been the case for me.
But here's the thing. You are one of the people in life that is bound for abundance. And I'm talking big time abundance. The thing is, we'll put this in a spiritual light. You're being tested right now. How much do you want that success, that sense of fulfillment, that, you know, love for what you're doing and the rewards that you're going to receive? And I've seen this with other people. It's almost like they have to crawl through crushed glass to get where they want to get, but it happens. And you look at all those celebrities out there, nobody can tell me these people did not struggle and strain to get where they are now. I remember the story of George Clooney. Man, that guy was couch surfing and had no money. And look at him now. I mean, he had to pass those spiritual tests where he was eating, sleeping, and drinking what he wanted for the future. But I think patience plays a big role too. So, yeah, it's coming for you, hon. It is. And I live for the chance to be able to tell anybody to give readings to, see, I told you so. I really kind of do it. So hang in there.
That's all.
You guys, okay.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I have an angel card for you. Subject is divine intervention. You may feel frustrated because something stalls or comes to a standstill. Progress seems painfully slow. Yet this is a blessing. It is divine intervention at work. When the timing is in perfect harmony, all will come to fruition.
And he did not specially pick that.
No, I do my shuffling. I cut it. And I
right, I think
it.
He did.
Yeah, I just.
I know, but I was watching him.
Yeah, I do. I shuffle and then blah, 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 like about halfway through the readings.
Okay, so that's a good confirmation.
I cut it and lay it down.
Those angel cards know what they're doing, how they're doing it. I guess it's all about
it's a mystery.
Divine energy and all of
whatever
that.
You believe in, you should keep believing.
So, Jessica, hang in there. Hang in there. You're going to get there.
Hang on, Sloopy. Yeah. Sloopy, hang on. All right, well, thank you very much for bearing with
thank
us.
Thank you.
I know we've got a late start and stuff. And,
well, you're welcome, hon.
I know that you dropped off and came back, and we're glad you did so. Thank you very much.
All
yes.
Right.
All righty then. Yes, and she's – I just – when we move on, folks, all I do is put them on. When I just remind a lot of most people know this out of our regulars. When we say goodbye, I do not hang up on you. I just put you back on mute because a lot of folks want to continue to listen.
Sure.
Some folks don't. They got things to do, or they listen. You can listen on the computer. So I let you make that decision if you want to hang up or not. That is not my call. I remember you, it's interesting how you talk about adventures and stuff. Oh, you see that in a lot of movies. Let's go on an adventure. And what's funny is there is an actual real life adventurers club out there. Remember that, that show Mystery Expedition Unknown, that host, he's actually a member of that. It's a very elite worldwide membership thing. This real club is adventures. Something, I don't know what the real title is, but that Josh guy who's on that Expedition Unknown show. And I believe one or two of the folks that were on that little sub that was doing Now Look at Time Bank that died
that
were part of
adventure.
That club. I think that, yeah, well, I'm saying, I think they were, yeah. One of them, I think maybe that one guy that was running this was a member of that club too. And there is a lot of danger involved with those folks that are members of that club. They do go into caves where it's dangerous. They do a lot of stuff like that.
You remember in the movie Poor Things, Bella Baxter called everything an adventure.
Right, and that's where you see that word used all the time.
Yeah.
But we forget that life itself is an adventure, even though we may not like the adventure.
Even when things were not going well,
yes.
You called it an adventure.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. We're going to go to area code 775.
And that's going to be...
It is Wendy, yes?
Wendy.
Yes, it is. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Well, welcome back.
Hi, what's up? What's happening?
Hello, Miss Deborah.
Yes.
I keep thinking about that house that the address is 6020, and I held off making a higher offer. And I talked to my realtor today, and right now the seller is accepting backup offers, but I don't think my realtor wants to deal with that, and I understand that. Will I buy a house 5 weeks that I'm really excited about? Will the 2060 come back on the market, or will I find something new and be more excited about that one?
Okay,
what a great question.
That is, yep. She wanted to know if they're in the next 6 weeks, which is a good window. That's a good window.
Financing falls through.
Or it's a million things that can fall through. You know, it sounds simple until you actually, folks that maybe haven't bought into purchasing a property, there's so many things.
All they're going to lose is their earnest money if they back out.
Depending if that's involved, right. They might lose whatever if they had to cough up money for a finance institution that was going to, back them the earnest money or something. Right. There's a lot of things that can happen. So, yes, that is a very good question indeed. And the cards are going down.
What happens so often dealing with real estate, because it's like here one day and gone the next.
Yes.
You kind of have to make a very snappy decision. You know, when you walk through a house.
Which really sucks because it's one of those things like, your gut tells you and your brain says, don't make a snappy decision. You got to analyze this. You need to look at this. You need to maybe, I know it's been appraised, but you can hire your own guy to go through any house. Some of them are pretty cheap, a few $100 to go through and not do an appraisal, but look to make sure there's not problems. You can hire your own guy.
Always insist on an inspection. That's going to show you, like a house I was renting sometime years ago, it had termite damage, and she was trying to get us to buy the house. And another buyer came along, and they insisted on it, and they had to completely redo the entryway. Termites had chewed it.
And the people selling don't have to comply.
Oh, really?
If you say, if you want some kind of inspections, it's not legal. That's what I was saying.
Well,
there are people out there you can hire. Hey, there's already a prison. That's great, but I want to hire this guy. I want to go through this house, climb through the attic, climb through the, and look for problems. All right, what do you got, Deb? Cards are down.
Well, first I want to hear what Wendy was saying.
Okay.
Well, this house, the roof is a brand new roof, guaranteed for about 40 years, and it has brand new flooring. So what do you see, Deborah?
Well,
okay,
I am seeing that you have a very accurate gut instinct here. The person is kind of wavering a bit on buying that home. Okay, so this could fall through, and it looks like it's involving other circumstances that would impact the situation. Somebody's got to make a move, and it looks like it's like cross country. It's a long distance. Somebody there, and it has caused hesitation, and they may pull out. Otherwise, you can't miss. You're going to end up exactly where you're supposed to be. And I'm definitely seeing that. You know, there up here, I see you celebrating this expenditure of money, that you're going to love what you end up picking. Trust that gut instinct that you have, because I really feel you're highly intuitive. Yeah.
You see me celebrating. Will it be because I purchased the 2060 house or a different house?
Well, it's going to be impacted by what this other person decides. Nine of Diamonds is a card of uncertainty, question marks all around, not being able to make a solid decision at the moment. So, well, you know, if it's meant to be for you, it will be. And so, this is where, like with the previous lady.
So you can't nail down an address which place it's going to be.
Well, I could if it was, if there was more certainty here.
Right.
I have a feeling, though, that you're going to look onward.
But regardless of the decision she makes, you see her being very happy with it, right? That's what's important.
I do.
And you see it with being within the six-week window that she asked about, too?
I believe so,
okay,
yeah.
Well, those are two good things. I mean, whether it's one property or the other, there's still too much uncertainty there. But whatever, whenever it does develop, you shall be very happy, and it shall be within the six-week window you requested to ask. That is good.
And it is a business that is very spontaneous. I mean, like I think I mentioned yesterday, we ran from the house that my husband and I ended up buying because the neighbor was coming home to put his down payment in, and we couldn't let him do that. So we, you know, sometimes time is of the essence. And yet other times a house will sit on the market. And everything I've ever read has said, be wary of houses that don't sell after a long period of time.
But you can be wary. A lot of times it's just some buyer have an unrealistic price and he won't back down. But you should always, yes, definitely do your due diligence and cross your T's and dot your I's and make sure you're not buying a lemon. All right, hang on real quick, Wendy. We got to go. We got lots of callers on hold. We got a late start, as you know, because she's been holding for quite some time, too, with a bunch of people. Subject of your healing angel card is clarity. Close your eyes for a moment. Breathe in the blue of the sky. Feel the gentle breeze flow through you. There's peace, clarity. Magical healing has just taken place. A gift from your guardian angel.
Oh, yeah, there you go. So you're really on the money tonight.
I just pulled the card. I did it. All right, well, thank you so much, Wendy. We appreciate your patience and holding. And good luck to you on this endeavor of your house hunting. We know it's very important because it's the thing you – in reality, you want to do this once in your life, purchase house. I mean, sometimes, you know, we buy and sell many times, but I'm sure that she wants us to be her forever home at this point. So.
And you got
to
feel it when you're there.
Yeah, so and you saw celebratoriness, good. That is a good thing. And Wendy, you shall keep us informed in your progress. Thank you.
Yeah, we're invested now. We got to find out.
Yes, and you're not a dummy. So you're sharp. You'll make the right decision.
You know, and I'll tell you all.
Thank you much, Wendy. We'll be back tomorrow is our plan.
Yeah, sometimes the cards can be very coy. It's almost like they have a life of their own. There are times they'll tell me right out. You do not have a need to know right now, okay? Or it's the words to that effect. And it's like, come on, you're a deck of cards. But they don't always respond the way I want them to either.
Well, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, they're cards, right? There's 52 of them.
Yeah.
So they are what they are. All right, well, let's pick it up and pick them up and lay them down like the people that are marching. Pick them up and lay them down. The army dogs that are marching along. All right, here we go. We're going to area code 520.
Oh, my God.
Lisa.
How lucky I am. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
How are you?
Well, I love listening to you. I'm so glad you were on tonight. I dropped my grandson off, so I'm feeling really low. And I'm out here.
It was a weekend only thing,
And I, you know, on the way back to dropping him off, he said, I'm going to miss you. And I said, I'm going to miss you, and we'll plan again. And now I'm feeling down. But I'm over here. I talked to my neighbor earlier. I had butt dialed him. I didn't mean to dial him. But anyway, we talked, and he said, you know, that we might do the walk or whatever. So I came out here by myself, which is the greatest choice on the planet that I could make, being here by myself and just, you know, watching nature at its best as I try to get grounded. And, Deb, you know, my question is, I invited him. I created this dinner date with one of my friends and another friend, girlfriend.
Tomorrow.
Sorry?
Isn't
yeah.
Tomorrow?
And,
yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes I feel so bad for him because he did say, you know, a few weeks ago, he said, let's have dinner together, you know, you and blah, blah, and me, and we'll have fun, we'll be laughs. You know, he's always asking me about dancing and blah, blah, blah. So I broke down and I invited him. How do you see that dinner going tomorrow? Because I was, hey, you know that I get a lot of old, my sister and I are into nostalgia. And so on social media, they have little snippets of old-time movies like Audrey Hepburn and that other guy that was teaching her how to talk. He was an imbecile. And so I told him, I said, I'm doing that movie with you. I said, you can't say this, and you cannot say this. And I was going down the list of what he cannot say. And what do you see tomorrow?
You're going to brief him before he...
I already did.
Those are hilarious.
Turner Classic Movie Station shows all those old-time movies.
Oh, I
Turner
love
Classic movies.
Davis and Joan
all
Robert.
That black and white stuff, typically.
Oh, man,
yep. Very little color movies on that station. A couple of ones, 50s, a little bit, 60s or whatever. But, yeah, Turner Classic Movies.
I love those.
And,
yeah, I love
oh, yeah.
And they don't have to cuss like crazy.
Oh, nobody's banging and showing boobs and doing that. Nobody's dropping F bombs or anything like that.
Yeah.
Those good movies. They had to use there wasn't no special effects or anything. It was just good writing and good acting.
Yeah,
they're cool.
Yeah.
I love those movies. Yep. A lot of them didn't have a lot of background music either because and no laugh tracks of course. Well, here you go, Deb, that card's right out.
Oh, yeah. It's perfect.
Now, I want to say that it's going to be a very pleasant experience.
No, thank you, Jesus.
There's a part of me that wants to also warn you about girlfriends, and maybe guys feel this way about their buddies. And this was a lesson I learned the hard way when I moved to this military community. You have to be very careful about having your man around your girlfriends because as sweet and innocent as the girls can be, they know how to push buttons, manipulate, and really take advantage of you as a friend by befriending you, but they're really after your man.
This dude's not a poonhound.
Well,
yeah.
Not yet.
So that helps, you know.
He has been. But he's ready to put his feet in the fire again.
Really? Well, I'm ready to fly like an eagle, Deb, but I may never actually do it either.
Well, I did have a little coaching line on that part of it, too. I said, I don't want any weird stuff going on. I'm actually really sorry I invited him. I can always renege.
You could always beg off.
You could.
Completely. And tell
but
me.
I'm not going to because it'll really hurt his feelings. It will really hurt his feelings. But, you know, and I could be the drill sergeant before we head out. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do that.
Good. You could be a Nazi. Yes, you could Nazi the whole thing. Yep.
How would you feel in reverse if he did that to you? If he was saying, no, we're going to this dinner. I don't want you looking at anybody.
If somebody told me what to do or what not to do,
oh,
I would say, I'm not even going
to
go. Have fun by yourself. I would not show
up
if somebody
I would never. Oh, God, if someone were telling me that shit. No, I don't go that far. He knows what he does. He knows what he does. And Exhibit A, the Tammy and her coffee, you know, that's a big. I said, I don't want a recreation of that shit. You know, my girlfriends are my girlfriends. And, you know, and. This is the way it is. And if you can't respect that, you know, and boundaries have to be drawn, then, and I'll tell them, this will be the last time I ever invite, this is a test trial. Because
tell him he's on probation.
Yeah, in the beginning I invited him everywhere because I've never, ever run into this with anyone. And, no, if someone were to get in my face, some guy, and telling me don't do that, I would run for the hills. That would be weirdo stuff. But I don't think I
talked
to someone like
that. Or I would just not go to that event. I wouldn't necessarily run for the hills on the person.
To go to the dance hall or the dance places with you. Because he wants to keep an eye.
That's the Nazi thing. He wants to Nazi that whole thing. Yeah, because he doesn't trust her for shit.
You know, in his alpha brain, he figures he has already peed his territory around you. You know how dogs do. So set a boundary with pee. So he's peed around you, and he doesn't want any other dogs getting near you.
Don't cross the urine streams. No more urine. Only one pee is allowed.
Well, you know, and the dinner tomorrow is two women. One is, he helped me, and I've explained that to him in detail, and I'm very soft-hearted toward her. I'm paying for her dinner. I'm not paying for anyone else's. But and it's a nice place we're going to. She helped me with my significant other on his exit to the other plane. In the way that she was there for me when I called her. And I have a real soft spot for her. And she's not a glamour puss. I mean, no one is, really. But she's not, you know, she looks like Whistler's mother. I mean, I love her, though. I appreciate
her.
So, I mean, he's not going to a dinner where there are pinup babes sitting around him. You know, it's like the other girlfriend is, and I hate to talk about people like this. You know, I don't like to look at their, I just appreciate people for their our soul connection. The other woman is basically, you know, she's basically, whatever. You know, and I just, anyhow.
In other words, physically you don't see a lot of temptation. Why?
Well, it doesn't, no, now that's never stopped him before, though.
That's interesting. Okay. Well, All right. Okay.
He's a charmer. He's just a fucking charmer. And I've told him there are limits on this. And, you know, I've broken it down. I've done dissertations. I'm going into my second year and living in that place. And
I don't think I would brag about charming Whistler's mother. Yeah, I charmed an old lady. That was great. Well, I am suave. You know, I'd be like, well you're...
Yeah. I think the other part of it is he just wants to connect with people. I think that's the other part.
No, I think this is really, if we get down to it, this is your insecurity speaking more than he's responsible for being a Lothario.
Well, you know right. what? In the past, I'm using Exhibit A in the past. What happened with the coffee thing, that really blew up out of proportion. That woman started out as my girlfriend, and then she started calling him behind my back, and then she started coming over when I wasn't there. And she has a significant other. That got really out of hand. Told him, and I even told her. You know, I got in her face, and my eyes were bulging. And I said, you came over to my house without me being there? So, yeah.
Don't forget about the past infamous tater tot casserole event.
Looking around the corner, and the woman was whispering
first,
to him. She says, she said to him, let's you and I get together by ourselves.
Yep, that's what I'm saying.
You can't forget that.
That was her first taste of that.
Yes,
and she was not happy.
Yeah, I'd only know him for, what is it, Christmas? And then I'd moved in October.
It was like three months. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah,
yep.
To eat the leftovers.
Yeah, and then 3 hours later, we were on the phone for 3 hours, and I started out the phone call with him. I said, I don't like her anymore. And he said, why? And he said, I'll never see her again. And, you know, it's just Deb and Jimbo is what it is. Remember that story I told you, the guy that lost his wife in the gated community and 50 women showed up with casseroles in their hands?
Yeah.
I don't, for some reason, women are outliving men, and we've raised our children, we've gone to work, we've had the same stresses, if not more, but we're outliving them. And these women are just scratching the surface, like, oh, that guy, he's a guy.
Women have been outliving men for quite a few decades now.
But you know something? I've got to say, after all these years.
You know why? Finish your thought, and I'll tell you why they are. I'll tell you why.
Oh, Jesus. You stole it.
Come on, Deb. I let you right back. You know why women are outliving men? Because you bitches are killed. Because you're stressing the shit out over everything, and we want to go. We're done. We got to get the hell out of this. It's time to move on.
You know, that's what my neighbor said the same thing. He said,
absolutely,
men die because they're tired of the. He said basically the same thing you just said, Jimbo.
Yeah, you got to get. There's a certain point. It's like, I'm done. I got to go to the next world. This is killing me. All right, Deb, back to your thought.
My thought is, women that do this, that become so intense and desperate after, say, a divorce, or they become a widow, it's because they have no identity of their own.
You talk about the ones that go out and try to poach guys.
They're terrified of being alone.
They say that a lot of folks will automatically, immediately seek something. And they'll usually seek something that's close and comfortable, or somebody they know, and they don't give it. And they may not care who it belongs to. And they may not. And they may not care that it might be somebody that belongs to somebody else. They just that need overwhelms them because they cannot.
And I told that woman. I told the tater tot woman, because she kept dropping by, and I said, I'm really too busy anymore for our friendship. And, so we didn't, I made it really clear to her. And then I ran into her the other day, and I was talking to her, and she said, stop by for coffee. And I thought, yeah, I will. But, what I want him to do is take response. You know, I told him he has to step up and say, you got to let her know, Lisa, now you're calling or whatever. He's got to put it somehow.
Well, you know what? I think you're going to have an interesting evening, right? Tomorrow?
Yes, but I see a lot of pleasantries.
Well, how many people total are going to be at this dinner? I've lost the feeling.
Just me and my friend, who I have a soft spot for her, and the other lady who's my friend, and then him and me.
So four people?
Yeah.
Three women, including one man.
Okay. I have always loved that. I loved that. I loved when my girlfriends would have all the friends come and we'd all play. It's good times. Good times. And I wasn't messing with them, but it just feels good as a man to be surrounded by a bunch of beautiful women. I've always enjoyed that. Doesn't mean you're going to do anything wrong. Doesn't mean you're cheating. You just enjoy the company with your girlfriend. You're not playing. You're not flirting. It's just like, yeah, this is good. It's good to be a guy when you're like that.
Well, you got to watch a woman's arms, too, because sometimes they are playing touchy-feely with a man's thighs.
Unzipping his pants?
Well, not that
far. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
But doing appropriate things, and you've got to watch them.
That would be inappropriate, unzipping one's pants.
Well, this will be the absolute last time I invite him anywhere if I see anything. And I've gone through it. Because he has certain phrases he uses, and I say, you can't use those phrases. And I was talking to another girlfriend about it. You know, he sexualizes a lot of stuff. And he's done it with me. I said, you can use those phrases on me, but you can't use them with my girlfriends. I don't want it done, not in front of me. Do it on your own time, but don't do it in front of me.
Mm. Okay.
That is actually a respect thing. You have, when you're with another person that you're attached to, there is some respect there. Even if you mean nothing by it, you have to show respect for that person. You can't do some things with your significant other next to you, because now you're disrespecting that person doing that in front of other people.
But you know what? The tater tot woman, he did. And so the tater tot woman, he didn't sexualize nothing. Nothing at all. The tater tot woman just went after him. She's so funny, because I knew her a long time, and she'd lost her husband about 5 years prior, and then she kept telling me, I don't know why. She told me before I brought my neighbor over, she said, I don't know why all these men want to date me. Well, guess why? Because you whisper in their ear.
That'll do it. All right, Lisa. Here is your angel card reading. I pulled it. I don't know what it means, but I'm going to read it. Heart song is the subject. What is your heart saying? Stop and listen. Your truth lies within the empty spaces between your thoughts. Your truth shines through from within your soul. Your truth is that which is eternal and unchanging. Your truth is love.
I like that.
Love is in the air.
I think that's good for Lisa.
Yeah, and I we are doing our show tomorrow. It's an hour earlier than normal, but it sounds like you shall be entertaining and preparing to entertain. But we shall be here.
So we shall be here tomorrow
on News for the Soul an hour earlier than normal. If you somehow find yourself able to call, you can do so.
Well, we're ahead of her by 3 hours.
Yes, I'm just throwing it. That's why I threw it out there.
Yeah, I'll hide under the table as I'm calling you guys. Like Marlon Brando, I read somewhere, he used to do that at dinner parties. He'd hide under the table and talk to people, invite them under the table to talk to them.
Yeah.
that guy was a character.
Yeah.
But I thought he was pretty cool. I didn't know him personally, but as far as acting stuff, I thought Marlon Brando was pretty cool. But, you know, you don't know people based on their acting unless you know them.
And a big cheater if you read his
book. All these Hollywood types are surrounded by...
They're all whores, you know.
And you know what? If you're at a buffet, why wouldn't you try different dishes? If you're that lucky, here you are. Hey, Hollywood superstar, look at all these frickin' smoking hot chicks that are just flinging themselves at you.
Well, the sad part about
you gotta,
him.
You got to do what you got to do. You got to do. You're a man. You got to do what you got to do. Sometimes down the road, nobody's going to be flinging things at you anymore, so you should get it while the getting's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and but then he has sons, his adult son. I don't know if more children, but I know for sure one ended up going to prison for a while because he killed somebody.
I think I remember hearing about that.
Son did, yeah.
And Marlon
that was a while
Brando
ago.
Yeah, Marlon Brando, it still circulates on social media. Marlon Brando was on the stand crying his eyes out.
The girlfriend
of the son hung herself, and I believe she was pregnant.
Oh,
isn't that nice? Two lives. That's nice. All right, well, we watched a whole different subject.
All right,
Lisa, good luck on your endeavor tomorrow.
Thank you.
I wish you the best.
Yes.
Well, here's what I always say, work or in life. Plan for the worst, hope for the best. I don't mean that like you should assume it's going to go bad. Just have a plan in case things go wrong. Have a plan. Have an escape plan. That's all.
Yeah.
It's an awkward moment when things go the way you don't want them to go. It's nice to say, you know what? I was thinking this might happen. Here's my plan.
Or do a limerick. Hickory dickory dock.
Oh, I don't know if you want to do dice.
Get your hand off of his.
Oh, okay. Well, that's almost dice-like. Well, that's very dice-like. Andrew Dice Clay. Yes, indeed.
He was good.
I say rest in peace. He's not dead, but
his type of humor is
in our politically correct world where everybody will stab you to death if you offend somebody. Yeah, you can't do that.
The poster child for cancer.
You can't offend anybody nowadays. Otherwise, you'll be stabbed to death socially, media-wise, and professionally. You offended me.
Terry Sue, I have a feeling you've got a dirty mind. Yeah.
All right, let's rock.
Okay, we have to move along.
We got to move along. We got a late start, so we're going to pick up another caller that's been here for a long, long time. All right. Where is it? There it is. We're going to area code 845. I believe that is in the state of New York. 845, welcome.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you? My name is Maria. I call it from New York. How are you?
Oh, Maria.
It's been a long time since you called, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. I was away. I was on vacation for
did
a couple of months.
Did you go? And I bet it was nice.
Yeah, it was. It got it to people a bit and the family, you know. Then I was lucky when I went to Lashia, but it was pretty good. The weather over there is beautiful. It's awesome.
Aww.
The weather, like, you know,
well,
it is. Yeah, tonight,
well,
at least I went. And now, now, because I was here with my daughter's friend, I'm supposed to meet her now, as we come back, and now she ready to get up in July, the lady. So I want to go back again in July. I'm looking for to buy a house over there. You think I'm going to buy this? I'm going to find it.
Back where?
Back Italy, I think.
Italy? In Italy.
It's near the water. The name is Cipolo.
Near the water, too. You know, I will say things. I've been in Italy. I went to Italy. I went to Naples, which is, it's got some good and bad, you know. It's one of those.
Rome.
It's when I went to Rome. Rome is cool. It's a capital, you know, whatever. But yeah, I like Italy. I had no negative things about Italy whatsoever, like I did in France. But anyway, Italy was pretty cool.
Right.
So I could live there. I would have to, obviously. I'm a guy that I would learn the language. I'm not going to live there and be like folks that we have here that live in our country and can't speak any English, but they get by somehow. I don't know how. Go ahead, Deb.
Just make sure that you really want to do this, because you're going to have to put your heart and spirit in this to move there, and make sure that you're going to be happy living amongst, you know, your kinfolk, others. You want to make sure it will bring you happiness and peace.
You're moving to another country.
I want to do a little bit here, a little bit there.
Oh, in both places?
Right.
Did you say? Oh, well, now that would work very nicely for you, because I had concerns with your cards imagining you living there permanently, but I think you would love coming back and forth.
Well, that would be the best of both worlds. I could rock living in having two places too. I could rock with that big time. That'd be great.
And I think that it would be very good for you for health, you know, your health and for state of mind. I just feel very happy to look and see here how good it would be. And that's why I wanted you to be sure. But coming back and forth and traveling would be absolutely wonderful. Yeah. So, yes. And you're going to make many new friends. Yes, go ahead.
I got an apartment in my town. If anything, I got to sell the apartment to buy a house. This is not apartment over there near the water.
Yeah.
Or can inform you?
I think that you're like the lady who called us earlier. When you step into the right home, you're going to be very happy.
The old purchase thing.
And I really think
you'll know it when you know it.
Yes. Not so sure about it being close to the water. I'm seeing you in a place where you would do some, like, gardening.
Well, and, you know, and close to the water doesn't mean you have to walk out and can jump in the water. Close to the water can mean when it's, like, a short trip to the water. That's close enough, too.
Well, true.
20,
right,
30 minutes.
Right.
You have to drive 20, 30 minutes. That's close to me.
That would be.
That is still close to me.
I mean, it's a walk, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I think the change will do you wonderful things. And you come back to New York and see, you have family here too, don't you? Family in New York?
I am very little, you know. I come and visit my husband. My husband in the cemetery, nobody bring up flowers, and I'll go. You know, it's like out of my house over here. You know, I like to do back and forth.
Yes, I think so. And you know what? You're going to feel younger doing this.
I think.
Getting back to the sunshine and, you know, your homeland, it'll be very nice. Jim, what have you got?
I have your angel card, and the subject is prayer. No matter how difficult the situation may seem, all is possible. Ask. We are listening. These are the healing angels.
Yeah.
In other words, believe in the power of prayer. Hopefully, if that's something, depending on what you believe in, believe.
We are so happy.
The power of the
hear
prayer.
From you.
Yes.
And hope that you will stay.
And thank you
with
for
us.
Being patient
yes.
with us. We got off to a little bit of a technical issue with the art, and we appreciate you holding and waiting so
yes,
much.
Yes. Thank you.
Are you thinking I'm going to go back in July now? This is
yes.
July.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's. That's a few months down the road. Gives you a lot
think,
of prep time. Gives
yeah.
you a lot of
yes.
prep time. I don't have cards. I'm just looking at it logically.
And you'll be working on finding a home there.
There
and
you go.
Very nice.
Today, tomorrow, the day is the biggest feast day. It's a carnival. It's a beautiful.
Oh, nice. That's
all right.
Nice.
Well, thank you so much. We're gonna
right.
we're gonna move on.
Yes, Maria. Thank you for calling us, and God bless you. Okay, thank you, and we're...
All right, folks, we extended the show about the same amount of time we had technical difficulties. So we appreciate the folks that have held and stuck with us, and we apologize to anybody that did not get through tonight. We always say, it sounds like a cliche bunch of bullshit, but it's better to be early than late.
Yeah.
We had a lot of people on hold before the show started, and then we had some technical stuff, and a couple of them probably thought we weren't going to start and dropped off. Always... If you hear music
yeah.
and you're like, oh, my God, it's 1 minute past the hour and I hear music, that means everything's okay. It's going to start. It just ain't going to start on time. Just remember that in the future. That's all. Same with tomorrow when we're on News for the Soul. It's an hour earlier. It is on. You have to look for News for the Soul Radio. If you're a blog talker, same thing. She uses the same platform. If there's any kind of issues, if you hear music, just hang tight. If you hear the show, then you're golden. Then you know you're good. If you hear silence, I'd wait a couple minutes and then recall. That's always the real. Make a recall. Any passing final thoughts to the blog talkers, Deb?
Well, let's all just try and stay well. I've been seeing some people in videos and such that really are catching some of these viruses that are out there. You know, wash your hands.
Yeah, I hope her is doing okay. She was pretty sick a few days ago,
oh,
and she felt better yesterday, so hopefully she's on the mend. We
yeah,
hope so.
And you know what? 10 years ago, we used to take it all in stride. Oh, it's just a norovirus or, you know.
That was nasty bastard, though.
Oh, God.
That noro one. It's still out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's still out there. And that one supposedly is highly contagious, and it runs rampant through ships. But that one was not deadly. It was just horrible. You puke and...
Oh, I've had it.
I had it on Christmas. Remember that one time many years ago? I had it on Christmas Day.
That's right.
It was like the first 6 hours of the day was just spent in hovering and puking.
And he also, in the summer of sometime back, got chicken pox as an adult.
One of the most horrible experience ever. It was. I was in my 30s. I think I was like 34 or 35. I was at work and I was like, I noticed myself. We have these big, huge pillars that hold the roof up. I noticed myself like having to scratch my back up against this pillar. I was like, gee, my back's extra itchy. I didn't know why. Oh, it was the onset of chickenpox.
He suffered. I was his caregiver during that because, you know, children sort of swing with it.
Oh, it like, boom, boom, done, quick. And they don't even get, like, that bad. Remember, people saw me, and they thought, like, oh, my God, I looked like a freaking, like, a monster. I had it so bad as an adult. Remember, wasn't there, like, a maintenance guy, like, oh, my God, when they saw my face?
Yeah,
Jim
would lay in the bathtub and say, dead rats in this tub will make me feel better. Go get them.
Oh, I did that calamine. I did the oatmeal bath. I hardly got any sleep, like, 1 hour here, 1 hour there. I was so miserable. You know what? It's gone. Thank God. And I got my shingle shots. So I don't have to worry about that, really.
Yeah, me too.
But if I was ever, if my life got rewound, but I had the knowledge I had, I would demand that the doctors give me narcotics or my ass would go out and buy the shit off the street. I would have drugged myself the entire time. I would have kept myself drugged.
Well,
I gave you
sleeping pills, but they didn't.
Oh, they were like for the counter, minor. It was the most horrible experience ever. I'm telling you.
On the 4th of July.
And it was like one of the hot 4th of Julys, too. It was extra hot.
Oh,
I mean, we're always hot here, but it was like super. The most miserable conditions were like hot, humid, which is horrible.
So
fuck that.
Yeah, really.
And then remember little itty-bitty Lancelot. What was he like?
Little kid.
He was like 5, wasn't he? Got it. Boom, done.
Yeah, the kid. A
couple little spots on him. Little kids get it. Now he's good. That's good. He got it. You know, and back in the day, remember? Back in the day, parents would like, they'd find out one of the little kids
and
had chickenpox. They'd put them all together.
Party, yeah.
And you know what? They were smart. People probably think nowadays, that's horrible. You know what? They were smart sons of bitches. Because I wish I would have got it when I was 5 or 6.
I had it when I was like 10, 12.
I wish I would have got it then. Because as a 30-some-year-old, miserable.
Well, it's really hard on you as an adult.
Drinking didn't, I couldn't even really drink. It wasn't even, I didn't even, it just didn't work.
Very
I couldn't
true.
Even drink.
Remember, cats are nocturnal. They're not like dogs where they pass out till the morning. No, she says her cats are awake and hyper.
So yeah, they are. They are. They are
they
creatures.
Bring you presents. Are they like the real
creatures of the night? They are creatures
of the
night.
Or are they just toys?
You know, the Egyptians worshipped them like they were gods.
Oh, I know.
They did.
Well, if you look at a cat, the face, there's something about it that seems.
There's like, when you look in their eyes, it's like this crazy. There's something behind those eyes that you can't even fathom. You can't even you look at them. I mean, like, you don't know what's going on in that brain when you look at those eyes. Mm-hmm. You don't know.
Where a dog is like, do-do-do-do-do. You know, they're just simple.
But they're a companion, as in you can count on them all the time. And a cat, you don't know. Sometimes they just go up the south. They go knock shit off a counter just because, which
she
is crazy.
She probably knows.
Yep.
They
all right.
Knock things off everything. Yeah, we got to fly.
We got to rock and roll.
We got to
get some food action going. It's Sunday, so we don't stay on as late. So I think that.
Oh, no, Terry Sue, no, live critters. With long tails, are you talking like of the rat variety?
Probably the rodent family.
Or is it just a mouse?
Oh.
I'm scared of mice.
Mice, rats.
Yeah.
One's just bigger than the other, but they still are the same kind of nuisance. And yeah.
Oh, people that have cats, they really miss them. Yeah.
This is for the blog talk, folks. We appreciate the holding, folks. We apologize for those that didn't get through, but the earlier the better is all we can tell you.
We're going to be on Roots to the Soul tomorrow.
1 hour earlier than normal.
That's right. RootsToTheSoul.com or you can catch us on
Blog Talk. Yes. Yes, indeed. Go to News for the Soul on Blog Talk.
Eastern.